Members of the town council offered several reasons why they oppose the power plant Chicago-based Invenergy proposes to build.
To date, the town has filed 18 data requests to Invenergy, and they still have not identified a water source for this project.
And based on the way this company has done business up to this point and their interactions with this town, that worries me more than anything else.
Council President John Pacheco added, ultimately, the State Energy Facility Siting Board has a final say, but Pacheco hopes other cities and towns step forward to support Burrillville and build more opposition.
This is where, you know, the rubber hits the road now, so hopefully we can affect the Siting Board to make the right decision and keep this, you know, monstrosity out of some of the most pristine places in the state.
The unanimous decision got several standing ovations, but some residents, such as Aaron Okelski, were cautious to celebrate.
Well, we're very concerned that in spite of the resolution, that the plant could obviously still get sited here, and that a tax treaty would pave the way for the plant.
The town council and Invenergy have agreed on a tax treaty that includes $94 million in new revenue for the town. The town council holds another hearing on Monday to go over this tax treaty with residents and either approve or reject it. But rejecting the tax treaty is unlikely, as hinted by Pacheco.
Past experience with the power plant we have in our town now says that it's beneficial to have that tax agreement.
Well, that's baloney.
Burrillville resident Raymond Trink believes the town council could torpedo the project, even if the siting board approves the power plant, and by rejecting the tax treaty.
It would be unbelievable the amount of money they'd have to pay. So the argument that they would lose traction is just ridiculous. They would have so much leverage.
He says signing a tax treaty before the project earns approval is premature. Ámbar Espinosa, Rhode Island Public Radio.